shake the nations underground, looking to a God's right hand. When the stars begin to fall, you may hear the Christian shout to wake the nations underground, looking to my God's right hand. When the stars begin to fall, my Lord, what a morn. When the stars begin to fall, when the stars begin to fall, thank you.
as though it had always been there. And I wandered on, though I never left home.
Good evening. Yes, it is a dark out there. That was Ye Vagabonds doing a Garden from Rose and Briar. Before that, we heard Lunasa with Eric Bibb with My Lord, What a Morning from their album Kaz. And we started off with the Unthanks with The Night is Darkening Around Me. And these are words are from Emily Brontë, and it's from their album Lines Part 3, out on their own label of Rabble Rouser Music. And if you are fans of my show at all, you know I dearly love the Unthanks sisters and their talented partners, because that was Adrian who arranged that and was playing the piano. So, as usual, our calendrical information is brought to you by the Perpetual Almanac of Folklore by Charles Keightley. Today is April the 12th. Reprove springtime indiscretions, but discreetly. And of course, many trees are now coming into leaf here in the Boston area. Prognosticate a wet or a dry summer from the budding of oak and ash. Oak before ash will only have a splash. Ash before oak, we're in for a soak. And there's another rhyme that says, avoid the oak, it courts the stroke, and shun the ash, it courts the flash. What they're saying is, if you're caught out in the open in a lightning storm, do not stand under those trees. If you're caught out in the open, the best thing you can do is lie absolutely flat on the ground and try to make your way to shelter, whether a car or a building or something else, not a tree. An April fish is a dainty dish is the what we have for April the 13th. And April 14th notes first cuckoos heard about now. Be sure to react promptly and properly when you hear them. Now, cuckoos are indigenous to the British Isles. Over here, if we're lucky, we get to hear a mockingbird. But if you are by chance traveling across the pond, gang and hear the gowk yells, sit and see the swallow flee, 'twill be a happy year with thee. It's lucky to be walking when you hear the first cuckoo or gowk in Scots, and to be sitting when you see the first swallow. But if you hear the first cuckoo from your bed, you or someone in your family will die this year. If you have no money in your pocket when she calls, or if you fail to turn over all the coins you have, you will be poor all the year. But if you immediately sit down and take off your left shoe, you will find in it a hair of exactly the same color as that of your true love. So you see, the cuckoo was definitely a prognosticator. The innocent cuckoo flower, or lady smock, or milkmaids, are now blooming. And also the rod in the sheath flower, known as the cuckoo pint, has many local names like dog cocks, lords and ladies, priests, pintles, stallions and mares, and wake robin. Its corrosive root, moreover, could be made into a rather dangerous aphrodisiac and could be used with care for other purposes. William Coles's Adam in Eden of 1657 notes, "The fresh roots cut small will make excellent sport with a saucy sharking guest and drive him from overmuch boldness. Strewed upon any dainty bit that it gives him to eat, for within a while after taking it, it will so burn and prick his mouth that he shall not be able to eat any more or scarce speak for pain." So, as always, many uses, most of which you don't want to know. Let's see here. It seems to me, yes, we're... this year, Easter's coming late, so a lot of these have to do with Eastertide celebrations. So I think it's time for a bit more music. And of course, next week, Good Friday falls on the same day as Passover, which in our lovely Gregorian calendar happens about every 6 years or so. They coincide. So we are going to hear another song from the Vagabonds, because right about now people are seriously thinking about their garden, raking up the dead stuff and getting out the compost and manuring their fields and all those sorts of things.
The sun was Let's go! like no one ever lied before. You act like you're the only one here in mountains.
Lines never seen before.
Of course, just as soon as I turn the mic on, we have the lovely sound of sirens in the background. That was Walter Sickert and the Army of Broken Toys from their latest release, Hex Phones. We heard a Doomsday Disco, Non-Binary Death Star, and Mars Campfire. And if you hurry, you just might catch them at Oberon in Harvard Square. Their set starts at 8 tonight. Before that, we heard Ye Vagabonds from When We Were Trees. And we will continue on. Please stay tuned for Mr. Buchert and another fantastic show.
Spring cleaning, spring cleaning. My dad loudly shouts, let's clean out your closet and throw that junk out. Spring cleaning, spring cleaning. It's April, I guess. I open the door and I'm buried in mess. Tell me, where did it come from? Where can it go? Didn't I do this just 1 year ago? Dad says that he'll help me, but he'll never know what stuff should stay and what stuff should go. He laughs when he sees me laid out on the floor, buried in junk, 2 feet deep or more. I just can't imagine why you keep these things. You put your decisions all off till the spring. I said, Dad, don't you remember when you were a little kid? All of the things that you treasured and hid. In fact, come with me. And I led him upstairs to the attic. And what do you suppose we found there? We found 3 broke down bicycles, 12 tambourines, 30 complete years of Mad Magazine, Bazooka Joe comics, an ashtray I made, an old Boy Scout jackknife with one broken blade, and a moth-eaten sweater, 6 empty cans, an old pocket watch without any hands, a pot of dead aloe, a broke fishing pole, an old leather boot with a hole in the sole. He grinned kind of sheepish and said, I guess it's true, a treasure to me might look like trash to you. So we filled up the closet and nailed up the door. Went out to play catch, no spring cleaning no more.
So that was John McCutcheon with Spring Cleaning from his quartet of albums, 4 Seasons Spring Songs, came out in 1999 on Rounder Records, which has been absorbed into another label, but you can still find it around. Prior to that was an album that I ordered because I heard a track on Druid Podcast and it intrigued me. It is from across the pond. The one thing I can tell you is it's Lunar Vortex. The name of the album is Incantations, and I ridiculously thought that they would have a track listing inside, but of course not. So we heard the first track of Incantations. And then, as I mentioned, we heard Walter Sickert in the Army of Broken Toys with Doomsday Disco, Non-Binary Death Star, and Mars Campfire from the brand new release Hex Phones. And yes, in about 15 minutes, they are starting their show at Oberon. So, what are we going out with? Well, this kind of needs a little bit of a background for you folks. In March, I had probably one of my oldest friends come to Boston. We actually went to high school together. She was a year ahead of myself. She just retired from teaching down in Columbia, Maryland, and she was having a piece performed, Night Work, I believe it was called, for an electroacoustic music festival being held at Berkeley. And I asked her some questions afterwards, and this is when I had a startling epiphany. Yes, I know it's the perfect time, sort of, for it, though, I mean, epiphany happens in January, but hey, I was always a slow learner, so for me, it didn't happen until about the first week of April, when I was reading a Peter Lovesey book called The Tooth Tattoo. It's a mystery set in Bath, England, and it concerns a fictitious string quartet called the Staccati, and it mentions that they're the new violist who's adjoining them gets 5 days to learn his part for a particularly difficult piece of music. It is Opus 131, the String Quartet, number 14 in C minor. Now, I knew about Beethoven's symphonies, but I was totally clueless about the string quartets. But it turns out that this was composed shortly before Beethoven died. Schubert was really quite taken with this. And before he croaked, he also wrote a piece commonly known as Death and the Maiden, based around that medieval lyric involving the plague. So, on to the main story. Not knowing much about this, I asked my wife, what do you know about this? And she said, well, I probably have the score upstairs, but let me see. And a couple of days later, it turns out that Strings Magazine, yes, their April issue, features this same quartet, how difficult it is. And there is a production of it on YouTube. But they also recommended this quartet called Brooklyn Rider. So what you're about to hear is the first piece on this CD that they jammed while singing. Or, sorry, rehearsing. Yeah, rehearsing. Thank you.